Good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders get set to play the Midland Warriors in Great Plains Athletic Conference semifinal round basketball action. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest with a 27-3 mark through the first round of the conference tournament. While Midland has also played 30 games, they stand 19-11. Midland is the number 4 seed in the tournament. The Dort College Defenders hold the number 1 seed here in the semifinal round. I had the opportunity to visit with Coach Ross Dalma earlier today about the matchup between these two teams, and here is what the coach had to say. First of all, looking back at the win over the Concordia Bulldogs.
Really ready to play, but did a nice job of taking away a few of the things that Concordia does well, and we were fortunate to get up on them early and ride that momentum throughout most of the first half.
Taking on a Midland team that's in the Great Plains Athletic Conference semifinals for the first time in a long time, and your team progressed to this stage last year. Does that factor in at all with the conference tournament, having that experience of having played in these situations before?
Well, I hope more than anything that our players understand how Midland feels coming in, that they're going to be playing, you know, most likely for their season tomorrow. There is an outside chance that should Midland lose, that they may get an at-large berth. But for all intents and purposes, they know, or our players know, what Midland is, where they're at, and just know that they're going to be playing very hard. They're going to be playing for the opportunity to continue their season. And, you know, we have to take that same sense of urgency into the game as well.
Playing a team that features a pretty good guard in Ben Emig, Donald Jones also an all-conference type performer. What else does Midland, those two present some problems, but what else does Midland do?
Well, I think aside from those two, they got a couple kids who shoot it pretty well, and Huser and Messer Smith. I think those guys do a good job for them. They're post guys. They rotate four or five post guys through, and they're very physical kids who do a great job of rebounding the ball, particularly on the offensive end. They play very hard, play very scrappy defense. It'll be a very physical game. Last time down there it was, and we expect that to be more the same this time.
How much do you take away from that game back in early January where your team played probably a subpar performance, a below average performance for them, came away with a 5-point loss? What do you take away from that?
I think you really look at the ways that Midland exploited us that time and hope that we have corrected some of those things, and if we haven't, we need to certainly do that. They have some things, they have some players that really give us problems. They have, you mentioned Donald Jones, outstanding athlete. Don't see very many kids in the conference who are that athletic, so we need to take a look at him and see how he hurt us last time and try to nullify it this time around.
Keys for your team then playing Midland?
Going to have to do a great job on the boards. It's an area that I think we've fallen off a little bit, in the last couple of weeks, and we've really tried to give more lip service to it. Midland does a great job, particularly on the offensive end, of going and getting the basketball off the rim. So rebounding is one. I think the other thing we need to be able to do is execute defensively, particularly with ball screens. You're going to see Midland set 2, 3, 4, 5 ball screens a possession. It's going to be important for us to execute that and not let them have advantages coming off those screens.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, and there you have it, the words from Dort College head coach Ross Dalma as his team is going through preparations for today's contest with the Midland Warriors. Midland stands 19-11 overall, finished the year 12-8 in the GPAC. They got to this point with a win over Morningside at home on Wednesday night. Warriors are 6-1 in their last 7 games, and they have won 5 games in a row towards the end of the season before dropping the season finale to Northwestern. Todd Eisner's team is 8-6 on the road. They were 11-5 in Fremont this season. Midland scores 70.6 points per game and allows 65.3 points per outing. They hold a 32.9 to 30.7 rebounding advantage. Midland has been efficient on offense, where they have turned the ball over 390 times while forcing 435 turnovers through 30 games. Warriors also convert 47.4% of their shots and 38.1% of their three-point attempts. Opponents are making 43.9% of their field goal attempts and 31.4% of their three-point attempts. Donald Jones is the leading scorer on a balanced team. Jones is averaging 10.9 points per game. He makes 51.5% of his field goal attempts. Also takes down 4.7 rebounds and has over 2 assists per game. Ben Emig is knocking down 9.7 points per game, and Alex Kenobi is chipping in 9.5. Kenobi is the top rebounder with a 5 average, and he converts 54.2% of his field goals. Jalen Huser has appeared in all 30 games as a reserve, and he has an 8-point average. He has made 56 of 132 three-point attempts for a 42.4% success rate. Marcus Messersmith, 7.4 points per game. Galen Gully, 6.2. And Zach Rosenboom, 6.2. Ball played in every game this year and are averaging better than 6 points per game. Emig leads the team with 3.2 assists per game, and Jones leads the team with 38 steals. For the North College Defenders, they are 27-3 overall, 17-3 in the conference. Their losses are to Briarcliff, Midland, and Nebraska Wesleyan. The Defenders are averaging 83 points per game. They allow 70 points per outing. North College is out-rebounding teams, 38.1 to 30.3, and they convert 52% of their shots, and opponents make 42.7% of their field goal attempts. North College is converting 40.5% of their three-point attempts. Foes make 33.7%. The Defenders also have made 542 of 763 free throws. Opponents are at 370 for 537. Trevor Waltersdorf is leading the team in rebounds with in points with 15.3 points per game. And he grabs 4.9 rebounds with 60.5% success shooting. Waltersdorf averages 2 assists per game for the Defenders, second to Warner. Jordan Vogel converts 13.4 points per game. He grabs 6.7 rebounds. Cliff Warner's scoring averages at 12.6 points per game, and he's made 72 of 159 three-point attempts for a 45.3% success rate. Warner's averaging 4.4 assists per game and has a team-high 48 steals. Chris Severs has 12 points per game average, and he is making 65.4% of his shots from the field. Austin Kachi rounds out the double-digit scores with a 10.2 average. He has converted 51 of 134 three-point shots. Kyle Lindberg has an 8.7 points per game average. He leads the team with 7.4 rebounds per game. Tyler Waltersdorf and Sean Kaiser are 4.4 and 4.1 points per game, respectively. They played in 29 and 30 games, respectively, as well. The winner of this contest advances on to the GPAC Finals on Tuesday night to face the winner of the Briarcliff and Northwestern contest. Let's pause now for our national anthem. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. GPAC semifinal basketball coming your way shortly. Here's a look at the starting lineups for today's basketball game. First of all, for the visitors from Midland and Coach Todd Eisner, they will start Ben Emig, a 5'11 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska. He is averaging 9.7 points per game. Number 22 is Donald Jones. He's a 6'4 senior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 10.9 points per game. Number 33 is Alex Kenobi, a 6'5 senior from West Point, Nebraska, averaging 9.5 points per contest. Number 34 is Marcus Messersmith. He's a 6'5 senior from Windside, Nebraska, averaging 7.4 points per game. And Zach Rosenboom is a 6'5 senior from Oakland, Nebraska, and he is averaging right at 6.2 points per game. For the North College Defenders, it'll be Cliff Warner, a 5'11 junior from Altoona, Iowa, averaging 12.6 points per game. Austin Kachi is a 6'4 sophomore from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 10.2 points per contest. Number 25, Trevor Waltersdorf, a 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 15.3 points per game. Kyle Lindberg is a 6'6 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 8.7 points per outing. And Jordan Vogel is a 6'7 junior from Rock Valley. He is averaging 13.4 points per game. There are your starting lineups. We'll be back with the opening tap of today's basketball game right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Midland in their navy blue jerseys, orange numbers trimmed out in white. The Dort College defenders in their home whites, black numbers trimmed out in yellow. We are just about set for basketball and tipping it up. GPAC semifinal action. And with the tap is controlled by the Midland Warriors. So Midland with the basketball to start with. Midland bringing it up, Ben Emig. Emig passes right side. They feed it up front. Pass it left side over to Jones. Jones on the wing. Jones well out on the floor. He gives it back over to Emig. Emig with the basketball. Emig gives it up right side. Three-pointer is up and good for Marcus Messersmith. Messersmith with the three-point basket. Midland is on the board first. 3-0. Dort College basketball. Austin Kachi cutting towards the basketball. They go instead over to Warner. Warner to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the baseline. Back out front, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. He's driving in, loses the handle momentarily, picks it back up. Back over to Warner. Dort College patient on offense. They feed it down low, Vogel. Vogel wraps it around, intended for Lindbergh. It's taken back by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Bringing it up is Jones. Jones with the basketball, cut off. They pass it right side, Messersmith. Messersmith, right side, Jones. Jones not really a threat for three. He's more of a slasher type. Passes left side over to Emig. Emig gives it up left wing over to Messersmith. Right baseline shot on the way. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Warner. Warner with a weak side rebound. Here they come. Left side it goes. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf finger roll. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Midland basketball. Walthersdorf took it up. Unable to finish in the lane. Tried to draw the foul. And here comes Midland leading 3-0. 3-0 our score, Midland with the basketball. Emig takes it across half court. He passes right side over to Messersmith. Messersmith feeds left side. It goes Emig. Emig, ball down to the baseline. Driving, nothing there. Now they feed it into the post. Shot on the way, no good by Rosenboom. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Here comes Dort College. Warner over the top. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf kick out back over to Kachi. Kachi, Warner steps into a three. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland outlets over to Emig. Emig up the floor with it. Midland had a player open long. They couldn't find him in time. Emig down to the baseline. His ball pass deflected. Picked up Rosenboom. Rosenboom back over to Emig for Midland. Emig with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Back to Jones. Jones will put it on the floor. He gets around. Shot is up. No good, but he's fouled on the play by Trevor Walthersdorf. Foul called on Walthersdorf is his first. 2 minutes gone in this one. Midland owns a 3-0 lead. 3-0 our score. Midland in front. Foul came before the shot. Emig will inbound the basketball. Emig looking to throw over the top. Emig still looking, and a 5 seconds call on Emig. So 5 seconds the call. Dort College had the out-of-bounds play scouted out. Here comes Dort College. Defenders with it, Warner. Warner on the wing, guarded by Emig. Emig reaching in. Warner gets away from him, tries to pass it through the lane. It's taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Coming up with it is Kenobi. Kenobi gives it off. Rosenboom. Rosenboom will set the offense. Rosenboom hands it off to Emig. Emig with the basketball. Emig on the wing. He'll put up a 17-footer and hit it. 2-point basket for Emig. It's 5-0. Emig with the 2-point basket. Dort College trails 5-0. Kachi, Walthersdorf, left side, Warner. Warner looking down low for Lindbergh. Back over to Kachi. Kachi right side underneath. Walthersdorf trying to feed it to Vogel, and he's fouled on the play as Warner, Vogel. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. They'll get the clock reset as it didn't get stopped on time. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Holyerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investors, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. And by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College basketball after the officials' timeout as they get the clock reset. Kachi gives it over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Kachi. Kachi with it on the wing. Back over to Warner. Warner gives it up Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf pass over the top. Vogel. Vogel out of the glass. Good. Jordan Vogel with the two-point basket. It's 5-2. 5-2 our score. Emig with the basketball on the left wing. They pass over to Jones. Jones working against Vogel. They try to pass inside. Ball tipped. It's taken by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf a foot race. Trevor with the basketball in the lane. Back over to Warner. Steps into a three. Got it. Three-point basket. Cliff Warner, and we're tied up 5-5. 5-5 our score. 16:30 left to play first half. Left side pass. Midland underneath. Kenobi shot blocked by Vogel. Rebound Vogel. Vogel outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court, Warner. Warner hesitates. Nothing there. Vogel swings it left side. Lindbergh. Lindbergh is fouled from behind. I beg your pardon. Walthersdorf is fouled from behind by Donald Jones. So Jones commits the personal foul. It'll be Dort College basketball on the sideline. 5-5 our score. 16-17 remaining. First half. Inbounding the basketball will be Cliff Warner. Warner triggers it into Vogel. Vogel deep left corner, back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball out front. Cliff gives it up Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf working against Jones. Walthersdorf, Kachi. Kachi right side Warner. Warner, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Looking for the pass down low, Vogel. He squares up. 12-footer, right baseline. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Kachi. Kachi back over to Warner. Warner with it. Fresh 35 to work with. Clifford, three-pointer. Bang, bang, bang. Three-point basket by Cliff Warner, and Dort College leads it 8-5. Eight in a row for the defenders after Midland had taken a 5-0 lead. With it, left side, Jones. Jones with the basketball. They feed it right side. Emig. Emig for the tie. Got it. Emig won't score a lot, but he'll hit the big shot. He ties it up at 8-8. Right side pass, Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner, left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, Kachi. Kachi over to Walt. Walt on the right wing. Walthersdorf with it on the right side. Feeds it up front, Kachi. Kachi, left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh gives it up, and we've got a foul called away from the ball on Jordan Vogel. Vogel whistled for the personal foul. So Dort College will turn it over on the foul called away from the ball. And the Midland Warriors have the basketball. 15-14 remaining, first half. Midland with the basketball, bringing it up is Emig. Emig with it on the left side, guarded by Warner. Sets a ball screen. Emig double team momentarily. Gets it back over to Alex Kenobi. Kenobi, Jones. Jones back right side, Messersmith. Messersmith gives it up, Emig. Emig looking down low, nearly throws it away. It's tracked down by Borst. Borst gives it up, top of the key, Messersmith. Messersmith comes back over to Jones. Jones driving. Jones puts it up in traffic, off the glass, no good, rattles it. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Warner into the front court. It's up tempo thus far. Dort College able to get out. Haven't been able to get a transition basket, though. Kaiser passes right side. Tyler Walthersdorf. Tyler bounces it down low. Sievers. Sievers gathers himself, and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Luke Borst. That's foul number one on him. Chris Sievers will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Foul number one on Borst. Midland will rotate three and four post players through that position, so they've got about 20 fouls to give. They'll use up most of them. Severs, free throw is up, too strong, no good. Another free throw on the way for Chris Severs. Severs, a 72% free throw shooter. Fort Ord College, he is third in terms of foul shots taken, right after Vogel, Waltersdorf. He fits in third, just in front of Warner's 105. He's got 110 free throws attempted this season. He makes the second one. Dort College back in front, 9-8. 14:25 left to play, first half. Galen Gully in the backcourt. Gully gets across half court, sets the offense, pass comes right side. Huser with the basketball. Huser gives it up over to Kenobi. Kenobi shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Outlets over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Cliff into the front court. Steps into a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball coming back the other way. Into the front court, Gully. Gully on the right side, guarded by Warner, gets a ball screen. Gully fights through as Dort College jams it. They get it over to Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones might have traveled with it, shot no good. Fight for the basketball, it's taved in, and now it's loose again. Jones jarred it free, and Jones comes in from out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Trevor Waltersdorf will check out of the ballgame. Jordan Vogel checks in. Donald Jones will check out of the ballgame. Avery Langford will check in. 13:42 left to play, first half. Dort College leads 9-8. 9-8 our score. Pass comes high post, Severs. Severs with the basketball, and Severs tried to pass it over to Warner, and it's off of Warner's hands, out of bounds. Dort College. That possession pretty well muddied up from the start. Didn't get it where they wanted to go initially, and never really got it in the right spot. Gully with the basketball. Gully setting the offense for Midland. Midland trailing 9-8. Langford with it, guarded by Ty Waltersdorf, and it's Dort College basketball as he dribbles it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College ball. Dort College basketball. Warner will bring it up for the defenders. Tyler Waltersdorf tosses it in to him. Here come the defenders. Warner with the ball. Looking high post, feeds it Vogel. Vogel well out on the floor. Shovels it back over to Warner. Warner at the top of the key. Back over to Vogel. Vogel, reverse layup, good. Jordan Vogel with 4 points. Dort College leads 11-8. Into the front court is Gully with it for Midland. 12:50 and counting, first half. They jump out, jam the screen. The recovery, pass to Kenobi. Kenobi, layup, good. Alex Kenobi with the two-point basket. And we've got a stoppage in play as the ball got tapped out of the net. Referee had to go chase it down. Pete Hansen, Doug Votava, and Scott Long working the contest this evening for the great, by, as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Jordan Vogel will inbound the basketball. He gets it in to Cliff Warner, and Warner will bring it up. Warner with it on the right side. Dort College up a point. Cliff with the basketball, guarded by Gully. Gets a ball screen. Nothing there. Back over to Severs. Back to Warner. Warner with it. Down low, Severs. Severs facing up Lindbergh. Lindbergh back over to Kaiser. Sean Kaiser gives it up. Chris Severs out front. Warner. Warner back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, three-pointer. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped, though, controlled by Vogel. Back over to Warner. Warner, Kaiser. Kaiser, right side. Kaiser gives it up, Vogel. Vogel to Severs. Too strong. Gets his own rebound back. It's stripped. Picked up by Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully bringing the ball up. Gully, left side, Langford. Langford will drive in. Puts it up. Blocked, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Dort College and Chris Severs, his first. Langford will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Langford will shoot a pair, trying to tie or give Midland the lead. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Langford with another free throw on the way. Knots it up at 11-11. 12 minutes left to go, first half. Langford with another free throw on the way. Trying to give his team the lead back, and he makes that one as well. Langford, a 72% free throw shooter. Midland leads at 12-11. With the basketball, bringing it up is Warner. Warner left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh puts it on the floor, gives it off to Kaiser. Kaiser, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff with it out front. Vogel. Vogel sets up right side back over to Warner. Warner puts it on the floor to the free throw line. Bounce pass inside Severs. Severs had two players hanging on him. No call made. Here comes Warner. Flips it off to Vogel. Vogel, 10-footer, straight on, good. Jordan Vogel with six. Dort College back in front by a point, 13-12, off the assist by Cliff Warner. Trevor Walterstorff checking back in at the next break, as well as Austin Kachi. Gully with the basketball, guarded by Warner. In danger of a 5 seconds call. He gets it over to McCleary. McCleary looking for a ball screen. Langford down to the baseline, nothing there. Swings it back out front, Gully. Gully with the ball. Gully looking, comes back right side, Hoosier. Hoosier three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Vogel. Vogel snaps it over to Warner. Here comes Dort College with a chance to build on the one-point lead. Kaiser with the basketball. Sean steps through, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Borst. That's number two on him. Severs and Kaiser will check out. Lindbergh will inbound the basketball. Original starting five on the floor right now for the defenders. Lindbergh to toss it in. Lindbergh gets it in to Warner. Warner with the ball. Warner, Kachi. Kachi catches, steps, puts up the three. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Midland, and it's tapped out by Lindbergh. It'll be Midland basketball. Kachi that time off the dribble, unable to get in good rhythm, and the Dort College defenders lead by a point. Midland will bring it up. With it out front is Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully, Hoosier. Hoosier with the ball. Hoosier, they get it back over to McCleary. McCleary shot no good. Rebound taken away by Walterstorff. Walterstorff ahead to Lindbergh. Lindbergh snaps it over to Warner. Warner into the corner. Kachi. Kachi three-pointer. Can't make it rain. Rebound though. Tipped, and we've got a foul called on Midland. Vogel hits the floor hard, and Midland's Jalen Hoosier, that is, it's called for the personal foul on the rebound. He displaced Vogel as he went up for it. Donald Jones will check in. Langford will check out. Inbounding will be Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner looking, still looking, gets it in to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Kachi. Kachi back over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner up in the air, gets it off to Lindbergh. 28 to shoot, plenty of time for the defenders. Kachi back over to Warner. Dort College will run a set. Dort College with the basketball, 19 to shoot. Kachi to Warner. Warner dumping it off, and we've got a hand check called on Midland, and we've got free throws. No, not quite yet. That is team foul number six on Midland. Dort College will inbound the basketball underneath the basket, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Now it looks like it'll be left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 9:59 left to play, first half. 13-12, Dort College in front in this low-scoring possession-by-possession battle. Warner underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh layup good. Lindbergh with the two-point basket. Dort College leads 15-12. Lindbergh with 4 points. Into the front court, Midland. Midland setting it up. They've got it on the right wing. Emig. Emig gives it up. Kenobi. Kenobi comes back to Kenobi. Kenobi stripped to the ball. Might have gone off of his hip out of bounds. No, they say it was last touched by Dort College. 15-12, Dort College in front. Midland's not going to score a ton of points in all likelihood. They'll play very good defense. They want a game in the 60s and low 70s. They don't want to get it up into the 80s, and so far the pacing of this game has played to their liking. Kenobi with the basketball. Thought about it. Gets it back over to Jones. Jones by the three-point line. Donald Jones puts it on the deck. Back over to Emig. Five to shoot. Four. Emig stumbles. He's going to step in. 18-footer. Got it. 7 points for Emig. Dort College leads 15-14. Warner with the basketball. Back over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. 9 minutes left to go in the game in the first half. Lob pass down low. Lindbergh guarded by Kenobi. Lindbergh trying to back his way in. Back over to Warner. Warner to Gully. Gully facing up. Lindbergh gets it to go, and he's fouled. Foul's going to go on Zach Rosenboom, and that's number two on him as Dort College continues to try and pound it down low. 17-14, Dort College by three. That last possession for Midland, the clock was winding down on the shot clock. And as it approached zero, Emick stumbled and then still managed to gather himself and put the shot up and knock it down. Emick at Midland by way of Bellevue University for one season. Free throw by Lindbergh is up and good. 3-point play for the defenders. Lindbergh with 5 points, and the North College defenders want a timeout. Timeout on the... You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Midland with the basketball after the North College timeout. North College has 5 remaining. Midland has it. Left side, Jones. Jones on the wing. North College showing zone, it appears to me. 1-2-2 zone as it flattens out. Lindbergh's at the point. They go over to Jones. Jones on the wing. Jones back over to Emig. Emig spins it into the corner. 3-pointer on the way is off the mark. No good. There for the rebound, though, is McCleary. McCleary with the 2-point basket on the putback. McCleary had a good game against Dort College in the first meeting of these two. That time he cleans up the garbage on the air ball three. Pass Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Warner. Warner, lob pass over the top, Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the baseline. Lindbergh taken by Kenobi. They give it back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh shovels it off for Vogel. Vogel layup good. And how is that not a foul as McCleary rode him all the way up the basket, all the way up to the basket. Dort College leads 20-16. 8 minutes left to go, first half. Dort College by 4. McCleary back out front, Emig. Emig, 3 off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for, it's tipped and taken by McCleary. McCleary there again. They pass it out front, Emig. Emig gives left wing over to Jones. Jones puts it on the floor, back to Emig. Emig might have traveled with it, no call made. Here's Jones. Jones on the wing, back over to Emig. Emig comes back right side. Comes back left over to Jones. Jones into the high post, McCleary. McCleary into the corner. Midland with the basketball. No look, bounce pass underneath. Layup is good. 2-point basket for Alex Kenobi. He's got 4, and the defender lead is 20-18. 7:15 left to go in the first half. Dort College showed a 1-2-2 on the last two possessions. Midland has scored once on an offensive rebound, the other on a slicing pass by Emig in the lane. Trevor Waltersdorf, his first field goal of the game. Dort College leads 22-18. Back the other way, Jones. Jones underneath McCleary. McCleary gathers himself up off of the glass. Good. Alex McCleary, nothing fancy about what he does, but he's as effective as a sledgehammer, and he knocks it down. Pass comes right side over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf left side, Warner. Warner with it on the wing. Back over to Kachi. Kachi has to track it down after it's deflected. Picked up back over to Trevor Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf on the wing. Comes back over to Warner. Warner left side, Vogel. Vogel underneath, intended for Lindbergh, and it's stepped out of bounds by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kachi is out. Lindbergh is out. Vogel is out. Kaiser is in. Tyler Waltersdorf is in. Chris Sievers is in for the defenders. Warner will throw the ball in for the defenders. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 6:33 left to play in the first half. Looking to inbound is Warner. Warner gets it into Tyler Waltersdorf. Back over to Cliff. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff, nothing there. Back over to Tyler. Tyler comes back over. Warner. Warner, right side. Kaiser. Kaiser down to the baseline. Gets it away to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf off of the glass. Good. Tyler Waltersdorf with a 2-point basket. Two teams trading bucket for bucket right now. Jones with the basketball. Jones picked up his dribble. He gets it to Emig. Emig running the show for Midland. Emig with the basketball. Emig gives it up on the pick and roll. McCleary. McCleary, Kenobi. Kenobi puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Dort College and Sievers. He gets it over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff with it out front. He goes right side, Kaiser. Kaiser on the wing. Trevor Waltersdorf, left side, Tyler. Tyler gives it up, Warner. Warner with the basketball, lobs underneath, Tyler. Tyler, two players around him, passes it back out, and we've got a jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be defender basketball. New player checking in for Midland. This will be Gully and number 52, Gavin Bloom. T.J. Malone will check in as well for the Dort College defenders. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College basketball when we resume play. Dort College leading 24-25, 42 left to play in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewald, broker. By the Van England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. York College inbounding the basketball. York College to inbound the basketball, and we have, well, we've got Midland trying to get in the lineup, and the officials very close to losing control right now. T.J. Malone to inbound the basketball. They get it into Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball, back over to Tyler. Tyler out front, T.J. Malone. Malone with the basketball. He gives it up left side, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Double teamed. Then the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jones for Midland. It'll be York College basketball. So Midland forces the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. York College with 8 seconds on the shot clock. They'll inbound in the corner. T.J. Malone gets it into Walterstorff. Walterstorff will put it on the floor. Drives, gives it off to Tyler. Tyler forces it up. Shot no good. Fight for the basketball. Give it off to Severs. Severs shot no good. Rebound taken back by Severs. Severs with the basketball. They'll reset the offense. They get it over to Walterstorff. York College caught a break because they didn't call the shot clock violation. Kaiser comes back over to T.J. T.J. loses it. Here comes Galen Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully's going to drive in, puts it up with the right hand, gets it to go, and he's fouled. .453 left to play. 24-22 our score. And a free throw on the way for Galen Gully. Gully puts it up and puts it down. It's a one-point ball game, 24-23. 4:52 and counting, first half. With the basketball is T.J. Malone. Malone on the right wing. Malone setting the offense. Comes back over to Tyler. Tyler to Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the wing. Tyler Walterstorff, Trevor Walterstorff, right side T.J. Malone, guarded there by Gully. T.J. with the basketball, 13 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Trevor. Trevor guarded there by Jones. Trevor gets around his man, and we've got a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Donald Jones, and I believe that's number two on him. 4:26 left to play. First half. Kaiser, Severs, Malone check out of the ballgame. 4:26 left to go in the half. And a 1-1 on the way for the York College defenders and Trevor Walterstorff. Walterstorff to shoot two. I beg your pardon, a 1-1. First free throw on the way for Walt is up, and it's good. Another free throw on the way for Walterstorff. 25-23, York College by two. Second free throw on the way for Trevor Walterstorff. This one's up and good as well. So Trevor makes them both. He's got four. And the defenders are back up by three, 26-23. Galen Gully to inbound, get the ball inbounded. Gully. They pass it middle of the floor to Alex Kenobi. Kenobi with the basketball. Kenobi back over to Gully. Gully with the ball. Gully looking for the post entry. Picks up his dribble. He passes left side over to Messersmith. Messersmith. High post, Kenobi. Kenobi looking. Back over to Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully to Huger. Huger, Kenobi. Kenobi, baseline jumper, missed it. Strong, no good. Rebound, though, taken up and down by Midland and number 52, Bloom. Bloom with the two-point basket on the putback of the missed shot. York College not rebounding real well right now. Comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh on the wing. Wants a ball screen. Lindbergh steps out, nothing there. Back over to Warner, 19 to shoot for the defenders, 26-25. Back over to Vogel. Vogel underneath Lindbergh. Lindbergh can't get it to go, but he's hacked. Foul's going to go on Huger. So Kyle Lindberg to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So two free throws on the way for Lindberg as he was fouled in the act of shooting. It'll be double bonus time for Dort College from here on out as well. Amig checking back into the game for Midland. Hezier will check out. 3:31 left to play in the first half. 27-25, Dort College by two. A long ways to go in this first half yet. Second free throw by Lindberg is up, and he line drives that one through as well. Lindberg with seven first half points. Dort College leads 28-25. Emig on the floor at the same time now with Gully, so Midland a little different looking lineup. They pass it out front. Emig. Emig right side, Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully passes it back over to Emig. Emig guarded by Kachi. They'll try to jam the screen. Emig drives in, runs over the top of Tyler Walterstorff, and Ben Emig is called for an offensive foul. 3:09 left to play in the first half. Dort College gets the ball back. 28-25, Dort College by three. An opportunity to build on the three-point lead. They've led by as many as four today, has Dort College. Last time at 22-18. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg out front, gets it Warner. Warner with it on the left side. He's going to drive in, gives it off to Vogel, and Vogel kicks it out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College, it'll be Midland basketball. Warner got caught up in the air, was looking for someone to pass to, and then ended up throwing it off of Vogel's shins out of bounds. Here comes Midland with the basketball. Gully, 2:47 left to play in the first half. With it on the right side, Emig. Emig, left side, Kenobi. Kenobi, Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully gives it up. Shot on the way. Three-pointer for Messersmith. And Messersmith with his second three. We're tied 28-28. With the basketball is Warner. Warner with it out front. Cliff for the basketball. He goes left side over to Walterstorff. Tyler with it. Back over to Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner with the ball. Cliff with it on the right wing. Cliff gives it up. Tyler Walterstorff. Tyler looking down low. Tyler back out front, Lindberg. Lindberg left side, Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi gives it up, Tyler Walterstorff. Now Lindberg, 10 to shoot. He drives baseline, and we've got a reach-in foul called from behind on Midland. Midland plays enough players, though, that it'll take a while for them to get in any real sort of foul trouble. Kyle Lindberg will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Two free throws on the way for Lindberg. Lindberg, a 68% free throw shooter entering the game. He's 62 for 90 this season. 4 for 4 now from the free throw line. TJ checks into the ball game. Warner will check out. 2:08 left to play in the first half. On the floor for Dort College right now, Trevor Walterstorff, Jordan Vogel, Kyle Lindberg, TJ Malone, and Austin Kachi. Free throw is up and good by Lindberg. Lindberg with the pair of free throws. Dort College leads 30-28. With the basketball is Gully. Gully out front. He feeds it right side Emig. Emig guarded closely. They get it Kenobi. Kenobi on the left side. Gully. Gully's going to drive in. Short arm the layup. No good. Rebound taken away by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. He gets it away to Lindberg. Lindberg into the front court. Lindberg has it poked away from behind. Here comes Gully. Gully with the basketball. He's going to pull up. Now he's going to try to drive. Looking. Passes into the corner. Emig for the lead. No. There for the rebound, though. And Trevor Walterstorff gets called for a foul on the putback on the quick whistle. So Kenobi will go to the free throw line to shoot two. First free throw is up and good, no good by Kenobi. Kenobi, another free throw on the way, 1:33 remaining. So Trevor Walterstorff with two fouls now will check out of the basketball game. That was an awfully quick whistle, almost an excuse me whistle by Doug Vitava. Second free throw is up and through, and Dort College leads 30-29. Well, if Dort College is rebounding, they probably have about a 5 or 6 point advantage here in the first half. Instead, it's a 1 point lead. They've given up several points on putbacks. Left side it goes Warner. Warner with the basketball. 1:20 remaining first half. Cliff with the basketball. Cliff driving in. Nothing there. Kachi. Kachi on the right wing, guarded there by Langford. Comes back Top of the key, Kachi. Kachi tries to feed it underneath, and Midland comes up with it. Here come the Warriors. Warriors come over to Emig. Emig with a chance to give his team the lead. Emig will drive in. Emig stepping back. He's going to try it again. Dumps it off. Shot is up and good. Two-point basket for Kenobi. Kenobi with seven, and Midland is back in front by a point at 31-30. Austin Kachi with the basketball. Kachi comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh to Warner. Warner back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Now we've got a touch foul called out front while the post players are just wailing on each other down low. 37.5 seconds remaining in this first half. Dort College shooting for the tie, or a one-point lead with Austin Kachi shooting a pair. 37.5 seconds remaining. First half. Kachi's first free throw is up and good. Austin with his first point today. We're tied 31-31 now. Jordan Vogel will check out of the ballgame. A second free throw on the way here for Kachi. So Austin Kachi with another free throw trying to unlock the 31 all tie. It's up and good. So Kachi makes them both. And the defenders have reestablished a one-point lead, 32-31. Emig will bring it up for Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland back out front. They go left side over to Langford. Langford with the ball back to Emig. Emig has his dribble. He passes left side to Langford. Langford with the basketball. Langford back over to Emig. Emig gets a ball screen. Emig stepping back outside. Langford. Langford on the wing. Langford back to Emig. Emig will drive. Nothing there. Back over to Langford. Langford to Emig. Eight to on the game clock. Four now on the shot clock. Emig in trouble. They'll put up a long three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Severs, and that's the end of the half. 32-31 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College leading by a point at half. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading at halftime 32-31 in what has been a defensive struggle. And there's a lot left in this ballgame, obviously, and we're a long ways from anything being decided. But the Dort College defenders had the lead much of the last 10 minutes, had a four-point lead on several occasions, got up 22-18 at one point. They were tied at 28. That was our third tie of the basketball game. And Dort College takes the lead into the locker room via a pair of free throws by Austin Kachi late that turned a 31-30 deficit into a 32-31 advantage. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web and kdcr.dort.edu. This is what the numbers look like at halftime. Let's begin with the Midland Warriors. Midland, 12 of 27 from the floor, 3 for 8 on three-pointers, 4 for 5 on free throws. Dort College, 10 for 20 from the floor, 2 for 7 on threes, 10 of 11 on free throws. That figures out to 50% from the floor, 28.6% on threes, 90.9% on free throws. For Midland, they're 44.4% from the floor, 3 for 8 on three-pointers, 4 for 5 on free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a look at more totals right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The rest of the numbers look like this for the Dort College defenders. They are led in scoring in the first half by Kyle Lindbergh's 9 points, 8 for Jordan Vogel, 6 for Cliff Warner, 4 for Trevor Walterstorff, 2 for Tyler Walterstorff, 1 for Chris Severs. And 1 point for, beg your pardon, 2 points for Austin Kachi. For Dort College's total of 32. For Midland, they are led by Ben Emig with 7. Alex Kenobi also has 7. 6 for Marcus Messersmith. 4 for Alex McCleary. 3 for Galen Gulley, 2 for Avery Langford for their total of 31. For Midland, they are topped in rebounding by Alex Kenobi with 2 offensive rebounds. No one else with more than 1. Dort College has out-rebounded Midland 16-9, but 5 of those 9 rebounds have been of the offensive variety for Midland. For Dort College, they are led in rebounding by Jordan Vogel with 6, and Chris Severs has 5. 2 for Trevor Waltersdorf. Assists, Cliff Warner has 4. Ben Emig has 3 for the Midland Warriors. Alex Kenobi has 3 steals. And Trevor Waltersdorf has 1 steal for the Dort College defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading Midland 32-31 at halftime over in Orange City. Northwestern trouncing Briarcliff 49-20. Women's basketball at halftime. Northwestern leads Morningside 45-44. And the other half of the bracket has Concordia taking on the Hastings College Broncos. We don't have any score on that women's basketball game. 32-31 Dort College by a point. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading by a point as we head to the second half of play. Now we see what the adjustments the respective teams have made. For Midland, if not for some offensive rebounds, Dort College is in front probably 6 or 7 points instead. It's a 1-point ball game. Midland has been out-rebounded significantly in this ball game. And dumping it down low, Zach Rosenboom takes it up strong, and Rosenboom with a 2-point basket, and Midland leads 33-32. Rosenboom with a 2-point basket. Here's Dort College with it. Vogel at the high post, puts it on the floor, splits the defense, off of the glass, good. Vogel with 10, Dort College leads 34-33. With the basketball, Midland, Emig out front, nearly stolen away, it is stolen by Lindbergh. Lindbergh driving in, puts it up, and he's fouled on the play by Kenobi. Kenobi gives up the foul to prevent the lay-in, and Lindbergh will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. So Kyle Lindbergh to shoot a pair as he was fouled in the act of shooting. The left-hander from Margate puts it up and puts it down. 10 for Lindbergh, Margate, Florida, that is. Another free throw on the way for Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the steal. Got to think that he's in the running for the Defensive Player of the Year this year in the Great Plains Athletic Conference based on his steals and blocked shots. Second free throw is up and good as well for Lindbergh, and Lindbergh has 11. 19-12 left to play in the first in the ball game now. Emig with it out front. Dort College up by 3. They've led by as many as 4. Midland basketball, left side Jones. Jones working against Waltersdorf. Jones, jumper in the lane, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it up court himself. Lindbergh with the basketball, left side Trevor. Trevor out front, Warner. Warner with the basketball, gives it up, Kachi. Kachi with the ball, back over to Warner. Warner back to Kachi. Kachi looking down low for Vogel. Now instead, Trevor Waltersdorf at the high post. Short corner, Lindbergh, baseline jumper, no good. Rebound taken away by Messersmith for Midland. Into the front court is Emig. Emig, spin move, cut off there by Warner. Comes back out front to Rosenboom. Rosenboom with the basketball. Rosenboom to Jones. Jones to Messersmith. Messersmith back over to Emig. Emig with the basketball. He wants a ball screen. They'll set 2 for him. 1 to the left, 1 to the right. He had his choice. He ends up passing instead to Rosenboom. Rosenboom, Messersmith. Messersmith puts it up off the glass. Good. Messersmith makes it a 2-point basketball game. Dort College leads 36-35. Kachi with the basketball. Left side, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Walt. Trevor gives it up. Kachi. Kachi right side, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back to Vogel. Vogel working on Rosenboom. Vogel fires it back over to Kachi. Kachi, Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking for Warner. Finds the Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with it on the right wing. 12 to shoot for the defenders. Back over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Back to Warner. 8 to shoot for the defenders. Warner, nothing there. Loops it over the top. Lindbergh. Lindbergh fading away. Baseline jumper, no good. Didn't get a good shot that time. Here comes Midland with a chance to retake the lead. 36-35. Midland with the basketball. Ameg will put up the 17-footer. Too strong, no good. Rebound Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Austin will bring it up for the defenders. 17-18 remaining. Left side it goes, Walterstorff. Walterstorff underneath Vogel. Vogel tries for the dunk. No call made as he had a player riding him up the back, all the way up to the hoop. Vogel went up, had a player riding his back all the way, and now Dort College missed the shot. 36-35 our score. Here comes Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland gives it off Ameg. Ameg driving in. He scoops it up from 10. No good. Rebound taken down by Sievers. Chris Sievers wrestles it away. Gives it off to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner with it. He comes back over right wing. Looking for someone to pass to. Gets a ball screen from Sievers. Warner with it. Driving in. Pull up from 10. Got it. Two-point basket, Cliff Warner. Dort College leads 38-35. With it on the left side is Donald Jones. Jones with the basketball. He gets it back out front. Messersmith. Messersmith puts it up from 10. No good. Rebound taken away by Sievers and a foul on the play called on Dort College. So Dort College gets the rebound, but wave it off, and they are going to call the foul on Vogel. So Midland will inbound the basketball. Ameg throws it in over the top, gets it to Kenobi. Kenobi to Messersmith. Messersmith, Ameg. Ameg back outside. Kenobi. Kenobi puts it on the floor, puts it up. Shot is high off the glass. No good. Rebound taken out by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner, underneath, intended for Sievers, and it's off of Sievers' hands, out of bounds. It'll be Midland basketball. Our officials, if I haven't told you, assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference this evening, Doug Vitava, Pete Hansen, and Scott Long. Now, the Dort College defenders, boy, they're doing a lot of things well and drawing some contact, but they are not getting the benefit of the doubt here this afternoon. Right side pass, Gully. Gully with the basketball. Comes back out front, Borst. Borst sets a screen for Messersmith. Messersmith back to Borst. Borst runs over the top of Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff was set up outside the charge ring, and he draws the charging foul on Borst. Austin Kachi will check out of the ballgame. Sean Kaiser will check in. Cliff Warner will bring the basketball up for the defenders. Everybody a little testy this afternoon. Warner passes over to Tyler Walterstorff, and we've got a foul away from the ball, and now we're going to start seeing this stuff. Messersmith called for a foul away from the ball. It's foul number one on him. Team foul number three on Midland. Cliff Warner will inbound the basketball. Galen Gully will guard him. Dort College leading 38-36. They get it into the corner. Walterstorff guarded there by Jones. Walterstorff fading away from 10. Soft touch. Can't get it to go, but Sievers comes down with a rebound. Sievers hook shot in the lane. Can't get it to go. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Here comes Gully. Gully with it on the right wing. Guarded by Warner. He snaps it left side over to Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones gives it off. Gully. Gully three-pointer. Good. Galen Gully with his first basket of the day. It's 38-38. 38-38 our score. Dort College basketball. 15 minutes left to go in the ballgame, that is. Kaiser on the right wing. Gets it over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf left side, Warner. Warner, Kaiser. Kaiser underneath to Severs. Severs puts it up. Drew the contact. No call made. There for the tap in is Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf puts it up. And the rebound is taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Gully with it out front. Gully in between the circles. He passes right side, Huger. Huger with the basketball. Kenobi. Kenobi puts it up. No good. Rebound tap controlled by Walthersdorf. Tyler with the basketball, and Tyler's going to be called for traveling. Galen Gully will inbound the basketball. 14:30 remaining. 38-38 our score. And Gully will inbound the basketball. Inbounding the basketball is Gully. Gully throws it to Jones. Jones gives it off Huger. Huger with the basketball. Huger back over to Gully. Gully guarded by Warner. Comes back out front with the basketball. This is Jerome Vaughn. Vaughn to Jones. Jones high post McCleary. McCleary with the basketball out front. McCleary gives it off to Gully. Gully puts it up. Floater in the lane. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs gets it over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Cliff into the front court. York College. Lindbergh puts it on the floor. Back over to Warner. Warner, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf gives into the lane. Kicks it back out to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Back to Walt. Walt, Severs. Severs with the basketball. Working on McCleary. And McCleary commits the foul. And Severs will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So free throws on the way for Chris Severs. Severs working hard down low against McCleary. That's foul number two on McCleary. Beg your pardon, foul number one on McCleary. First free throw by Severs is up and through. Second free throw by Severs is off the heel. No good. Rebound taken down by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf fouled on the play. And finally, they call one. Wow. It has gotten so physical underneath. McCleary has just been called for a second foul. Team foul number four on Midland. Well, Midland fighting for their postseason lives here this afternoon. They've got a chance at an at-large berth at the national tournament if they don't win, but a slim one. Pass comes into Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh, nothing there. Through the lane, pass over to Kaiser. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland with it, Gully. Gully into the front court. Gully will drive. Nothing there. He pulls it back out. Passes over to Huger. Huger with the basketball, guarded by Kaiser. Back to Gully. Gully, they dump it off. Shot is up and good. Two-point basket for Luke Borst. And the North College defenders trail 40-39. Right side pass, Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Kaiser, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf, Warner. Warner with it on the left wing. Warner back over to Kaiser. Kaiser with it on the back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking down low for Severs. Comes back. Left side, Kaiser. Kaiser down to the baseline. Kicks it over to Lindbergh. Three-pointer. Bang, bang, bang! Three-point basket. Kyle Lindbergh, he's got 14. And the defenders retake the lead at 42-40. 12:47 left to go in the contest. Galen Gully will bring it up for the Warriors. Gully with the basketball. He's got it on the left wing. Gully jammed on the play by Lindbergh. Looking for the pass. Comes back right side, Huger. Huger with the basketball. Huger gives it up. Borst. Borst, reverse layup. Good. Borst ties it up at 42-42. 12:20 left to play in the game. Left side pass, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the basketball. Walthersdorf will drive in. Nothing there. Tests it again. Back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh over to Kaiser. Kaiser. Nothing there. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with it on the wing. Walthersdorf back over to Lindbergh. Another three. This one's no good. Rebound taken away. Weak side by Huger. Huger gets it away. Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully with it on the right wing. Gully passes back over. Left side. Kenobi. Kenobi gets the return pass, puts it up, shot, no good, rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg will take it up. He gets it away to Warner instead. Warner stops, passes underneath. It's down on the floor, picked up by Midland. Midland with the basketball, Gully. Gully will bring it up. Gully driving right side. Warner matches up with him. Back over to Gully. Gully hesitates, dumps it off. Shot is up and good. Two-point basket for Kenobi. 44-42, Midland in front by a point. You're listening, by 2 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 11:23 left to go in regulation. Dort College trailing 44-42. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 140 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. 11:23 left to go in the game. Dort College trailing by two. Bringing the basketball up is Warner. Warner over to Lindberg. Lindberg left side, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. Trevor right side, Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner gets a ball screen from Vogel. Back over to Lindberg. Lindberg, Kachi. Kachi thought about the three. Instead comes back over to Warner. Warner, Lindberg. Dort College needs a two to tie. 11 minutes left to go in the game. Back into Lindberg, right corner. Lindberg puts it on the floor one time, twice. Comes back over, left side, Kachi. Three-pointer, no good, off the heel. Rebound tapped. It's down on the floor. Timeout. No, Vogel called for the timeout. Dort College will maintain possession of the basketball. Dort College has four timeouts remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 10:51 left to go in the game. Dort College trailing by two, inbounding Austin Kachi. And Dort College has not been shooting the outside shot well today. They get it in Warner. Warner with the basketball. Thought about the 15-footer. He will put up the 15-footer. No good. There for the tap-in is Waltersdorf. No good. Lindberg had it. Now stripped. Warner comes up with it. Warner with a basketball, and he's fouled on the play. 44-42 our score. Foul called on the play against Kenobi, and that is his third. So Dort College inbounding right side of the lane as we face the hoop again. Next foul, Dort College is in the bonus. Lindberg can't get the jumper to go. Rebound taken away by Langford. Langford with the basketball. He gives it up to Emig. Emig out front. Here comes Midland with the basketball. Emig picks up his dribble, comes back out front. They look down low, taken away by Vogel. Vogel with the basketball. Vogel gives it off to Warner. Warner with it, right side, back over to Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner, left side, Walt. Walt on the wing. Waltersdorf back over to Kachi, right side, Lindberg. Lindberg on the wing, gets a ball screen, a jarring ball screen. 20 to shoot for the defenders. Underneath Vogel. Vogel ties it up. 44-44 our score. Jordan Vogel with 12 points. 10 minutes left to go in the game. 44-44. Driving left side is Emig. Emig too strong, no good. There for the rebound. They kick it back over to Emig. Emig baseline jumper is good. Emig with 9. Dort College trails 46-44. With the basketball, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf out front, right side, Kachi. Kachi, Warner. Warner with the basketball. Back to Lindberg. Lindberg, Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it up, left side, Kachi. Kachi will drive in, puts it up, no good. Fight for the basketball, taken down by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland, they get it back to Borst. Borst is fouled on the play by Jordan Vogel. Vogel trying to take the charge. Foul came before the shot, I believe. And the Dort College defenders will send Tyler Waltersdorf and Chris Severs back into the game. Inbounding right side of the lane will be Ben Emig. Emig gets it inbounded over the top. 9:18 left to play. Messersmith picks up his dribble. He comes over to Jones. Jones guarded by Kachi. Jones with the basketball. Jones looking. Comes back. Right side, Kenobi. Kenobi on the wing. Back to Emig. Emig with the basketball. Emig gives it up to Kenobi. Kenobi puts up the hook shot. No good. Rebound taken away by Severs. Severs over to Warner. Here comes Dort College. Pass into the front court. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf spins it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Midland. Midland with the basketball. Midland driving left side. Well, Dort College has tried to avoid the contact now since they haven't been getting the call. And we get a travel violation called on Messersmith. 8:41 left to go in the game. Dort College trails 46-44. Tyler Walthersdorf will inbound the basketball. Kyle Lindberg will check in. Trevor Walthersdorf will check out. Tyler Walthersdorf inbound the basketball. He'll get it into Cliff Warner. Dort College down two. 46-44, a low-scoring slug-it-out game. Warner passes left side Tyler. Tyler with the basketball back to Lindberg. Lindberg goes right side over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Kachi. Kachi. Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf Warner. Warner with the basketball. Walthersdorf gives it up. Lindberg. Lindberg with it. Right side Tyler. Tyler. Tick, tack, toe. Tyler Walthersdorf. He's got five and the defenders back in front by a point. 47-46. With it is Donald Jones. They try to isolate him. Picks up his dribble. He comes back out front to Bloom. Bloom with the basketball on the baseline. Bloom, one dribble and done. Back over to Messersmith. Messersmith puts it on the floor. 17-footer straight on. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Warner back over to Kachi. Kachi with it on the right wing. Kachi with the basketball. Gives it up Lindberg. Lindberg into the corner. Warner. Warner thought about the three. He's going to drive in instead. Lobs over the top for Severs. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Last touch by Midland. It'll be Dort College basketball. Gully will check into the ballgame. Messersmith will check out. 7:38 left to go in the game. 47-46 Dort College by a point. Inbounding is Warner. Back over to Tyler. Tyler, nothing there. Back over to Warner. Warner, three-pointer. Make it rain! Cliff Warner with the three-point basket. He's got 11. Dort College hits back-to-back threes. They lead 50-46. Listen to the DeWitt crowd now. With it out front is Gully. Gully with it. Out front, Bloom. Bloom to Jones. Jones with the basketball. Jones to Emig. Emig driving in. Blocked, but a foul called. Seven-12 left to play in the ballgame. 50-46 our score. And free throws on the way for Ben Emig. Emig, a 78% free throw shooter. He'll shoot a pair. Free throw by Emig is up and good. 10 for Emig. Dort College leads 50-47. 7-12 remaining. And another free throw on the way here for Emig. Emig's free throw is up and good. So Emig makes them both. He's got 11. Dort College leads 50-48. Warner with the basketball. Set play for the defenders. Cliff with the ball. Cliff goes right side Kachi. Kachi with it on the wing. Back over to Cliff. Cliff on the right wing. Cliff with the basketball. Lindberg. Lindberg comes back over to Kachi. Kachi underneath Severs. And the ball's taken away by Midland on the help side defense. That's Nell Kenobi. And stepping on the sideline out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball as Donald Jones steps on the sideline out of bounds, and Kenobi can't believe it. 6:50 left to play in the game. 50-48, Dort College by a deuce. Cliff Warner with the basketball. Warner with it across half court. Warner to set the offense. Comes out front to Lindberg. Lindberg has to track it down. Back over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi to Tyler. Tyler right side Cliff. Cliff for the basketball out front. Kachi. 16 to shoot for the defenders. 6:28 left to go in the game. Tyler back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg back over to Warner. 8 to shoot. Cliff off the dribble. 17-footer. In and out. No good. Fight for the basketball. It's still loose. Picked up by Midland. Here comes Gully with the basketball. Gully across half court. Gully setting the offense. Midland can take the lead with a three. Dort College has led by four. That's been their biggest lead. Gully with the basketball out front. Still has his dribble. Comes right side. 6 minutes up to go in the game. They dump it underneath Bloom. Bloom puts it up, blocked by Sievers. Rebound, Tyler Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the rebound. Here comes Dort College. 5:49 left to play in the game. Tyler running the point. He goes left side. Underneath Sievers, and Sievers is held on the play. Foul's going to go on Bloom. That'll be foul number one on him, and Chris Sievers will go to the free throw line to shoot a one and the bonus. So two free throws on the way here for Chris Sievers. A one and one, beg your pardon, a one and one opportunity. 5:42 left to go in the game. First free throw by Sievers is up. Too strong, and it goes down anyhow. 3 points for Sievers. They've held him in check tonight, this afternoon, I should say. Another free throw on the way. And Sievers, the junior post player, who's been as hot as anyone in the conference the last couple of games, makes both free throws. He's got 4 points, 4 for 6 from the charity stripe. Dort College up 52-48. Get a stop here. 5:42 left to go in regulation. Vogel into the ballgame for Sievers for the defenders. Gully with the basketball. Gully passes right side Emick. Emick jammed on the play. They find Borst. Borst to put it on the deck. Nothing there. Vogel. Vogel back over to Gully. Gully with the basketball. Gully, free throw line. They give it up to Kenobi. Kenobi looking. Comes back out front to Gully. Gully to Jones. Jones with the basketball. Borst. 9 to shoot. Puts it up. Shot blocked by Lindberg. Rebound Lindberg. Here comes Dort College by 4. In the front court, Warner. Back over to Lindberg. He blocked the shot attempt by Kenobi on the perimeter. Comes back left side over to Warner. Warner with the basketball. Comes back Kaiser. Kaiser right side Walt working against Jones. Walterstorff, nothing there. Warner, 18 to shoot for the defenders. 4:50 in the game. Dort College up 4. Cliff Warner. Boom, boom, boom! Cliff Warner with a 3-point basket. The Dort College defenders lead by 7, 55-48. Bang, bang, bang! Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hull. Member FDIC and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Pass goes left side. Out front, Kenobi. Kenobi, Emig. Emig with the basketball. Midland needs a bucket to quiet the crowd. Borst underneath. His shot, no good, rebound! Vogel! Vogel climbs the ladder, comes away with a rebound. 4:27 left to go in the contest. 55-48, Dort College by 7. With it right side, Warner. Warner with the basketball, Borst. Borst picks him up, Lindberg. Lindberg at the point. Comes back over to Trevor. Trevor with the basketball. Trevor, spin move in the lane, tries to dump it off. It's taken back by Jones, 4:10 remaining. Jones into the front court quickly. Don't give up an easy basket here. Make him work for it. Jones with it out front. He comes back over to Huger. Huger not given any room by Kaiser. Huger passes left side Jones. Jones underneath it goes Kenobi. Kenobi hook shot in the lane. Can't get it to go. Climb the ladder again. Kyle Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg gives it off to Warner. 3:45 and counting ballgame. 55-48 Dort College by 7. Cliff with the basketball. Picks up his dribble. Bad spot to do it, and he calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Everything is magnified in the postseason, and that has been true today as well. Left side it goes Kaiser. Kaiser on the wing. 15 to shoot for the defenders. 3:28 left to go in the game. Warner with the basketball. Cliff passes Lindberg. Lindberg three-pointer off the heel. No good. Tap out though, Warner. Warner comes away with it on the tap out by Vogel. Dort College will run more clock. 3:15 left to go in the game. Dort College with the basketball. Warner picks up his dribble, gets it away to Vogel. Dort College wants a set play. Warner passes Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Left side, Waltersdorf. Trevor with the basketball. Warner. Warner puts it on the floor. 17-footer. Got it! Oh, big shot by Cliff Warner! Dort College by 9, 57-48. Clifford buries a 17-footer off his trademark dribble to the left. Pass goes left side. With it is Jones. Jones, nothing there. Huger. Huger, 3. Got it. Can't leave him alone. He's going to hit it. And Jalen Huger makes the three-point basket, and it's a six-point ball game, 57-51. Timeout on the floor, 2:41 left to go in the game. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Pardon me while I editorialize here. How do you let the game get completely physically out of control, and then you call something as minor as a hand check on the perimeter? On a screen, Jordan Vogel will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. 57-51, Dort College by 6. Free throw by Vogel is up. Line drives it through. Didn't have much arch, but it had enough. 13 for Jordan Vogel. Another free throw on the way for Vogel. If I'm Midland in that situation, I'm just mad as can be that foul gets called. He's got 14, does Vogel, as he buries them both. 59-51. There has been much worse that has been let played this afternoon. Huger gives it off. Kenobi. Kenobi layup good. Well, Kenobi answers the two by Dort College with a two of his own. It's 59-53. Timeout on the floor. Back with more after this. Timeout charged to Midland. They've got one left. Dort College by 6. They're a grip on this home court, sorely tested this afternoon. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. This is Warner. Warner goes left side over to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg gives it up over to Kachi. Kachi right side, Warner. 2 minutes left to go in the game. Dort College by 6. Cliff with the basketball out front. Passes off to Lindberg. Lindberg, the cutter, Warner. Warner, floater, good. Ho Clifford, he's got 15, 61-53, Dort College by 8. Right now, if Midland can't make, well, they aren't making up any ground. They're holding steady. Steal by Lindberg. Lindberg racing the other way. Lays it up, right hand, good. Kyle Lindberg, the steal and the layup, he's got 16. Dort College by double digits, biggest lead of the ballgame, 63-53. 1:30 left to go in the game. Lindberg. I beg your pardon, Jones. Jones against Waltersdorf. Rims it in. Donald Jones with a two-point basket. Jones makes it an eight-point ball game, 63-55. And they call a foul on the play against Waltersdorf. They're going to call foul number 3 on Walt. 1:25 left to go in the game. Dort College leading. I did not see that foul called. I saw the bucket go in, and Jones goes to the free throw line. Free throw is up, rattles it, good. Jones makes the old-fashioned three-point play. That is his first basket today. 63-56. Dort College by 7. Waltersdorf with it as we approach 1 minute left to go in the game. Warner with the basketball. 21 to shoot for the defenders, up by 3 possessions. Vogel with the basketball. Back over to Warner. Warner, free throw line, nothing there. Kachi. Kachi, 13 seconds to shoot. Back over to Warner, and Donald Jones commits the personal foul. Donald Jones commits the personal foul. And the Dort College defenders, with the advantage of 63-56, Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line for the final 1-1 for the defenders. After this, it'll be double bonus. Coach Todd Eisner up off of the bench, and I'm not sure what he is voicing his concern over, but Cliff Warner. Cliff came to play today, 19 for Warner. Dort College leads 64-56. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good. 65-56, a 9-point advantage. Galen Gully will bring it up. Gully across half court. He passes left side, Jones. Jones with the basketball, Gully. Gully on the right wing. He'll launch a three, banked it in. Missed it so badly, it went down. Dort College leads by 6. 65-59 as Gully hits the bank shot three from the right wing, and for Gully, that's his second three today. 49.8 seconds left to go in the game. Dort College basketball timeout, Midland. Back with more right after this. 65-59, Dort College leading by six. You look at the numbers, you feel like Dort College should be up by more, but they are not. They've out-rebounded Midland 37-22. They've made 41.7% of their shots, has Dort College. Midland has made 43.4%. Pass to Walthersdorf. They play keep away. They get it over to Kachi. Kachi on the wing, and he is fouled on the play by Kenobi. 5 seconds tick off of the clock. Austin Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 65-59, Dort College by six. 44.4 seconds remaining. Dort College has three timeouts remaining. Midland has none. Austin Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Austin this afternoon, 2 for 2 on free throws. Buries it, 3 for 3. Another one on the way for the junior from Orange City. He's been held in check, but some other players have stepped forward. Namely, Cliff Warner, Kyle Lindberg, Jordan Vogel. Another free throw by Kachi, up and down. 4 for Kachi. Dort College leads 67-59, 40 seconds remaining. Gully across half court. He gives it away to Jones. Jones with the basketball. Dort College has fouls to give. Vogel commits the personal. That's foul number 4 on Jordan. And Midland will inbound again. Shot clock will be off after this possession. They get it to Huser. Huser fouled on the play by Kyle Lindberg. This is by design, folks. Dort College had 2 fouls to give, and they were successful in taking 14 seconds off of the clock by playing that defense. Gully will drive in. Gully to the corner, 25 seconds now. He's going to put up a 3, missed it, no good. Rebound Lindberg. Lindberg back over to Warner. Warner with it in the backcourt, and Cliff Warner is fouled in the backcourt. Cliff Warner will go to the free throw line with an opportunity to basically put this game away. 67-59, Dort College up by 8. So Cliff Warner to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Free throw is up, free throw is good. Warner makes the free throw. He's got 21. Midland, it looks like they're going to concede at this point. Send some new players into the ballgame. T.J. Malone's going to check in along with Matt Vandekamp. Second free throw by Cliff. No good. 15 seconds left. And here comes Midland with the basketball. Brad Pieper back over to Huser. Huser, 3. No good. Ball's loose. It's still loose. 5 seconds to go. Bloom puts it up and down. Bloom with the 2-point basket. Dort College wins 68-61. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more right after this.
For the latest on Dort sports news, visit the kdcr.dort.edu website. You'll find scores from recent games, schedules for upcoming games, team rosters, and much more. On the web at kdcr.dort.edu. Information at your fingertips and on the air at KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
Dort College gets the win this afternoon, 68-61 over the Midland Warriors in a hard-fought Great Plains Athletic Conference semifinal round contest. Dort College wins by 7. It did not come easily, though. Dort College led by a point at halftime, 32-31. Midland's largest lead of the ballgame was 5 at 5-0. Dort College responded with an 8-point run. They led by as many as 4 in the first half on 3 different occasions. In the second half, Dort College and Midland battled back and forth through the first 10 minutes of the second half, tied at 38-42 and 44. In the second half, I should say in the final 10 minutes, though, after Midland scored a 2 to make it 46-44, Dort College hit back-to-back 3-point baskets. I believe one was by Cliff Warner. I believe the other was by Kyle Lindberg. And the North College defenders took control from there and never trailed again. They got up by as many as 9 at 57-48 and win by a final score of 68-61. They were actually up by 11 at one juncture as well. 68-61, North College by 7. That's the final. North College will play Northwestern. It looks like the Briarcliff train has run out of fuel. Northwestern leading Briarcliff with 2:21 left to go in the game, 90-46. So North College will host Northwestern in a GPAC championship game on Tuesday night here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The first time Dort and Northwestern will have met in men's college basketball for a GPAC postseason tournament championship at stake. Let's take a break. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders stop the Midland Warriors 68-61 this afternoon in GPAC semifinal round action. The North College defenders led 32-31 at halftime, and a strong defensive performance in the second half allows North College to win 68-61. North College 20 of 48 from the floor, 41.7%. They were limited to 10 of 28 from the floor in the second half, 35.7. Midland 24 for 56 from the floor, 42.9%. 6 for 13 on threes, 46.2%. 7 of 8 on free throws for 87.5%. North College out rebounds Midland 38-24. Turnovers, North College 14, Midland 11. Individually, Cliff Warner, 21 points, 7 of 11 from the floor today, 4 for 6 on threes, 3 for 4 on free throws. 16 for Kyle Lindberg, 4 for 10 from the floor, 1 for 4 on threes, 7 of 7 from the free throw line. 14 for Jordan Vogel, 6 for 8 from the floor. Chris Severs ended up with 4 points, all of them on free throws. He was 4 for 6. Tyler Walterstorff, 5 points. He had one of those big threes for North College in back-to-back sequences. 4 points as well for Austin Kachi and Trevor Walterstorff. For Midland, 11 points each for Ben Emig and Alex Kenobi, 8 for Marcus Messersmith, 9 for Galen Gully, 4 each for Gavin Bloom and Alex McCleary, 4 for Luke Borst, 3 for Donald Jones, 2 for Zach Rosenboom, 2 for Avery Langford, and 3 for Jalen Heiser for their total of 61 points. Jordan Vogel leads North College with 9 rebounds. That's his second strong rebounding performance in a row. 7 rebounds for Trevor Walterstorff, 6 for Kyle Lindberg, 9 for Chris Severs. So even though Severs didn't score well today, he still rebounded. Cliff Warner, 2 rebounds. Austin Kachi had 1. Alex Kenobi had 5 rebounds, 4 for Jalen Heiser. Donald Jones had 4 assists. Alex Kenobi had 4 steals. Cliff Warner had 4 assists. And Kyle Lindberg had 2 steals. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. They've gone final in Orange City, 95-50, and the Briarcliff train indeed ran out of fuel, as they didn't have much left in the tank. They'll now wait and see if what they've done thus far is good enough for an at-large berth. They're in the same position that Midland is after Dort College dispatches of Midland in the semifinal round, 68-61. And Coach Ross Dalma has joined me now. And, Coach, your team had to battle through a lot this afternoon, but in the end you made enough plays in the final 10 minutes of this basketball game. And you get a hard-fought 7-point victory, and any victory at this stage against a good team like Midland, you're going to take.
Absolutely, Mike. I thought our kids played very hard. I thought we played very tough, and I was really proud of the effort that we gave tonight. We knew Midland was going to play extremely well. They did. And we did, you know, like you said, we made enough plays in the final 10 minutes, you know, to come away with a victory here this afternoon.
Defensively, and this one was really decided on the defensive end. You limited Donald Jones, a player who gave you a lot of trouble in the first game or in the last meeting of your teams in January. You limited him to 3 points, and those came late. Defensively, talk about what your team did today.
Well, I thought Trevor Walterstorff was outstanding against Donald Jones. Trevor probably didn't have the offensive game that he would have liked, but I think a lot of that had to do with the fact that he just had to grind in and do his best against Jones. Jones definitely hurt us last time we played, and he definitely was the reason why they beat us. And so we put a lot of effort into trying to contain him, and And Trevor and the guys who were given help did a great job of that.
Entering the ball game, Chris Severs had put together about as good a two-week stretch as anybody in the conference offensively today. Not so much, but the beauty of this team is you had some other players step forward, namely Kyle Lindbergh and Jordan Vogel, who after some sluggish days offensively came forward with 30 points combined for your team.
You're right, Mike, and it's a luxury that we do have is our guys understand who needs the ball at what point in time in the game and maybe who's rolling and who's got the matchup that we need. And we did take advantage of Cliff and Kyle and Jordan tonight.
You're listening to the Wireless World postgame wrap on KDCR 88.5 FM. Cliff Warner, you mentioned him. Went to him, especially those last 10 minutes. He hit some big shots for your team.
He did, and Jordan set some really good screens to free him up. We have a hard time getting the ball into the post, and as a result, our post stepped out just a little bit and set some screens to free Cliff up, and Cliff is looking for his offense and did a good job of really getting us over the hump.
Talk a little bit about the physical nature of this basketball game. You look at the final numbers and you say, well, they got called for 23 fouls. You got called for 11. You can't be too discouraged with that, but those were the 23 that were called.
Those are the 23 that were called, and it was a very physical game. Knew it would be coming in, and it is what it is.
You have a veteran team, though, and so it didn't seem like people were getting too discouraged with the fact that there were a lot of things that could have been called weren't.
Yep.
Your guys stayed the course.
Yep, did, and you know, this is going to be what it's like here from here on out, and need to understand that, accept it, and deal with it. And I thought our guys did a good job of it. There were some things that could have been called, weren't, both ways. And I thought, we just did a good job of playing through it.
Tyler Walterstorff hit a big shot for you in the second half.
Very big shot. Hit a huge shot. Prior to that time, he'd also taken a charge, come up with a lot of hustle plays, rebounds, steals, whatnot, and thought he played an outstanding game for us this afternoon.
38-24 on the boards. We knew that was going to be a factor. Midland, five offensive boards in the first half. He limited them to three in the second half. Much better job in the final 20 minutes.
Yeah, Jordan and Kyle and Trevor did a great job on the glass. Chris Severs did an outstanding job of going to get the ball. What I liked about Chris especially today was that offensively it wasn't his deal. They were doing some things to take him away, and he just missed a few shots, a few and one opportunities, but he continued to rebound for us, and he and Jordan led us with nine. So that's the type of thing that you really like to see out of your kids, that you're not affected on one end, but you can still continue to play and do things that the team needs on the other.
Northwestern on Tuesday, no secrets. You probably don't have to put a whole lot in terms of a scouting report. Just rest and get ready and play Tuesday evening in a game where both teams know that their national tournament berth is locked up.
Right. Northwestern's been outstanding here the last 3 weeks, and hopefully we can continue to do some things well, and I anticipate it being a really good basketball game. Great atmosphere again on Tuesday.
I was going to say, we were concerned possibly about the crowd on a Saturday afternoon with a lot of different things going on and a baseball team on the road, because
yep,
those guys have been the ringleaders in the front row for you, but as good an atmosphere as we've had all year again this afternoon.
Our fans are outstanding. There was a nice article in the Review, the sports leader section of the Review today, Northwest Iowa Review, that gave a lot of credit to our fans, and rightly so. They've been outstanding, and there's a lot of venues that you can play at here in the Midwest, small college, but playing in DeWitt right now is as electric, I think, as any place.
Coach, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for stopping by. Great win. Enjoy this one for a little while, at least maybe an hour or two, and then start thinking about Northwestern.
All right, Mike. Thanks.
That's Coach Ross Dahlman. I believe we've gone through the numbers, and women's basketball, let's see if the finals are in. In women's play, it was Morningside over Northwestern, 90-83. Concordia was up on Hastings, 55-30 at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. A couple baseball scores in for the Defenders this afternoon. They lose their first contest 6-0 this afternoon, but they come back and win game two 6-2. Travis Decker's 2-for-4 with a couple of ribbies. Eric Anderson 2-for-2 with a pair of doubles. Josh Peterson 2-for-3 with a couple of RBIs as well. So that's going to do it. Dort College 68, Midland 61. In men's college basketball, they will play Northwestern, they being the Dort College Defenders, Tuesday evening, 7 o'clock tip-off. Northwestern beats Briarcliff this afternoon, 95-50 in Orange City. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.